go to the next item.
Item number 23, from the Director of Benefits, Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to execute an amendment extending the existing contract with United Healthcare for medical third-party administrative services through the 2017 plan year.
Go ahead, Mr. Hanchick.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, thank you. This item is coming to you because we're at the end of a contract year with United Healthcare and with Express Scripts on both our medical and pharmacy coverage, respectively. We'd basically been working with my counterparts at the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools in order to collaborate on some common sets of terms for a RFP to replace both of those or at least seek renewal on both of those. In the process of doing that, all three entities were approached with renewal proposals from the incumbent vendors. While the renewal proposals had favorable terms, the problem in looking at it strictly off of an admin renewal is that that's not really what drives costs in healthcare, medical in particular. What drives costs is your strength of networks and the discounts that you have negotiated. To that end, to evaluate the proposals, we conducted essentially an RFI. We had market data come in from all of the potential healthcare bidders on this, basically to reprice what our claims would look like underneath their network and see where the differences are. As a result of that, we found that the next closest competitor to United Healthcare would have been roughly $6.7 million worse than United Healthcare's bid on discounts alone. In addition, United Healthcare would have captured a greater percentage of the overall claims within network, and that disruption in network would have added an additional $3.1 million to the cost difference. The conclusion on that is even if the next closest competitor offered to provide their services for free, which frankly will not happen, we would still come out roughly $5 million ahead or more by staying with our incumbent in that case. So what I'm ultimately asking for now is approval to do a contract amendment adding 3 years. We've gone back again collectively with the City of Milwaukee and MPS to try to sharpen the pencil a little bit on the rates. Where we started was at a renewal offer of 3 years at a 3% increase each year. Where we ended up was no increase for next year, a 2% increase in each of the following years. The total impact on that is roughly about a $200,000 increase over the current contract terms over the course of in total over the course of the next 3 years. There's one other item that I feel compelled to point out in this, just in the interest of transparency. United Healthcare quoted this price back to us, including their nurse line, Care 24 nurse line option. That adds about 80 cents per employee per month. The reason they included that in is that we're compelled to include that on the transit side, which also rolls up underneath this contract. We have no such obligation under the county side. This is a service that we've offered in the past through APS Healthcare when we had our old wellness plan, but since eliminating the old wellness plan, we hadn't replaced it. So it's entirely optional on our side. I left that price in. That's roughly about $90,000 per year based on 80 cents per member per month. Essentially, my recommendation is to leave it in. However, if there's strong opposition to that, it would be very easy to execute the renewal with that item stricken from it. I'm basically looking for some advice on that as well as just the overall approval to do the renewal. Finally, I'd mentioned that we had renewal offers from both incumbents, both the medical and pharmacy. I'm not recommending accepting the renewal proposal from Express Scripts. The reason why I'm not is basically multiple reasons. The first and foremost is that they're not truly our incumbent to begin with. Our incumbent was Medco. They were purchased by Medco. But in addition to that, the pharmacy market itself has gone through a number of changes. There's, in my estimation, at least four other viable bidders that frankly weren't there in the past. To where the competition might drive some better rates, some more favorable terms, even beyond the terms that have been offered to us. and I don't feel that there's much risk in pursuing that through a full RFP. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Right, House. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to briefly state my support for having this call-in service available. I have recently been a parent of a very young child, and I know my colleagues with older children may recall frantic calls in the middle of the night when this sort of thing is very valuable. It can turn a desperate situation into like a reasonably frustrated situation. So I think, Mr. Chairman, I think that the 80 cents per client is going to be worth it, especially as we look at the number of retirements that are still pending, that we're still going to have in the county as we continue to have management turnover. And hopefully we'll get lots of new young blood in here. And God willing, they'll have children too. So I think they'll appreciate this. I think it's worth it, Mr. Chairman. So I concur with Mr. Hanchak's approval and seeing a recommendation, I should say, his recommendation. Barring other comments, I'd be interested in moving approval or adoption on this.
Any other discussion? If not, we have a motion to adopt this resolution. Oh, Supervisor Jerzyk.
The report says we are going to go out for an RFP on pharmacy. When would we expect to have that recommendation come back?
Chairman, Supervisors, the RFP itself is poised to be released. I expect to have it published within the next week or so. Again, it's a common core RFP between Milwaukee County, the City of Milwaukee, and Milwaukee Public Schools, each with its own separate selection process and approval process, three separate awards from one RFP. The end result on it, I'm hoping to have back. July cycle might be a little bit tight. The worst case, it would be in September. And that would, while it would be tight, it would leave enough time to implement if there's a recommendation for a change.
So the resolution before us is strictly to extend the UnitedCare contract for 3 years.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anything further? If not, would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 23 for adoption prevails.